السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. Once again, the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he gathered us for this majlis of zikr. In this majlis of zikr, as you have heard now 120 times, that it is to develop the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts, the khawf and the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab in our hearts, the love of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, and the desire to make amal and practice upon the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. That is the maqsad. It is not a majlis for great amount of information about Islam and Islamic teachings. For that we have different majalis and different programs. This majlis is to overhaul our spiritual engines. Unfortunately, our batteries have gone flat. Nothing seems to be working in that engine. Everything seems to have failed. We try to move the vehicle, but there is no life in it. So to develop the hayat-e qalbi, life in our hearts, we need zikrullah. Abundant amount of zikrullah will create or will bring into a person's life hayat-e qalbi. In his heart there will come life. The hearts will become alive. Our hearts are beating, and they are beating, mashallah, very, very strongly in many people's bodies. But when it comes to our spiritual hearts, we know that they haven't got that kind of life. So abundant amount of zikrullah, this is what it does. Now this majlis is not for even abundant amount of zikrullah. We just have a little bit of sample. But if we make our niyats, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala deals with us in accordance with our intention and our niyat. No one in this world can say that he is perfect, he has got no weakness, no shortcomings, no problems. Besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, no one was masoom. But when a person intends to make amal, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then creates the avenues for him. Allah ta'ala gives him the himmat, provided he is sincere in his intention. Intentions we all make, lots of intentions we make, but the sincerity of our intentions only we know, because we don't proceed in the direction of our intentions, so then there's no sincerity. I've given this example before too, that if a person says that I have an intention of going for Hajj, I have an intention of going for Umrah, so then what does he do? He does not relax. No application for passport, no application for visas, he does not purchase any tickets, he does not go to the airport, he does not board the flight, but he says, my intention is to go. So that shows that he is not sincere in his intention. But the person who applied for his passport, he applied for his visas, he purchased the ticket, he went to the airport, but unfortunately the flight took off, or the flight did not take off. Something went wrong somewhere. Then we will say, now that is taqdeer. That the person made the correct effort, but now it is taqdeer that he did not reach there. But he can't just sit, relax, do nothing and say taqdeer. So in our actions and our amal also, we are just relaxed, we say taqdeer. But that's not taqdeer. We haven't made the correct effort. Without fail, almost every day, I must get some letter or somebody saying that, Mawlana, this weakness, that weakness of mine, I'm addicted. I just can't seem to give it up. No matter how much I intend, I just can't seem to give it up. It's a weakness. But I want to give it up, but I can't give it up. I don't have the himmat, I don't have the courage, I don't have the strength to give it up. So a simple question is that, if a person has to put a gun at the head of that same person who says he's got no himmat and no courage and no strength to give up that casting of lustful glances, if that same person, if a gun is put at his head and he is told that there's Miss World on the left hand side, now you have two choices. Either you stay at her or I blow your head off. One of the two. Now will that person say, I'm addicted. I just can't. I don't have the himmat and the courage to move my glance away from there. Will he say that? From where will he now get the strength to lower his gaze? So it shows Allah Ta'ala has given us the courage. He has given us the himmat. He has given us the strength. But we don't want to use it. If a person does not want to use it, so then you don't blame Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for it. And as for why did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it so difficult that He asked us to restrain ourselves from this haram and that haram, Allah Ta'ala didn't make it difficult. Whatever was good for us, that is what Allah Ta'ala ordered. And whatever was bad for us, Allah Ta'ala prohibited. That's all. It's not that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dislikes us or He wants to make life difficult for us. Does any person like, if he is in his true senses, we're not talking about the monkeys and the donkeys, we're not talking about them, or we're not talking about the animals of the jungle in human form. Any person in his right senses, does he like that any person must stay at his daughter, stay at his wife, commit adultery with his wife, or with his daughter? Does anybody like that? Nobody will like it. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala prohibited that, isn't that something that is according to fitrah? Then nobody likes it. So whatever is harmful, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala prohibited. What will Allah Ta'ala benefit in prohibiting gambling, prohibiting alcohol, prohibiting zina? It is all for our benefit. So if we don't have the himmat, then these majalis are for that purpose. That listen to death, listen to maut, muraqibah of maut. This is something that will develop in us, that himmat and the courage. Let's see how people are leaving this world suddenly. Just this morning one brother tells me that he was sitting in a doctor's surgery, waiting to be examined or attended to. And he says, suddenly one brother just sitting there, made Allah, 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 and collapse in past years. 50 years of age. Just this morning. And so many others like this, they suddenly departing. So this is not the time to be in the wrong place. This is not the time to be in the wrong place, because we are in times of fitnas. Look at the number of gunshots that are flying from this end to that end. One of our brothers, he missed just last night or the other night. So many gunshots went past him. And this is something that has become so common now. Which newspaper or which news item, news bulletin, you can listen where there is no such thing as murders, killings, hijackings. But what lessons do we take from that? We are still in the wrong places at the wrong time. Unconcerned, heedless, that death can come suddenly. How many people have suffered such great embarrassment and shame because their sons or their daughters or some family member died in the wrong place. The embarrassment and shame is upon the whole family. And if it appears in the newspaper, then the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So muraqabah of maut is for overhauling this engine of ours, to recharge our batteries, to apply this brake. When nafs and shaitan tempts us, then we apply this brake, that it is not appropriate, it is not befitting, it is not right that I should be indulging in this sin. If my father is watching, will I do it? If my mother is watching, will I engage in it? If my family is aware of it, will I continue? So the sensible person will not. So if we don't have that kind of himmat, then we listen to these things over and over and over, so that we have the himmat and the courage to restrain ourselves. That the moment the nafs and shaitan tempts us to go in the direction of sin, then we say, no, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not your banda and slave. I'm the banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every part of my body, I'm a banda of Allah ta'ala. Just on this pavement here, on my right hand side, if you have to walk, then on the pavement it's written N-O. When you are walking this way, then it is written N-O. And when you are coming down from that side, if you have to read it, it's O-N. So to take a walk this side, in yellow paint, somebody has written there. So when you are walking this way, it will read N-O. And when you're coming down from that side, it will read O-N. So we take lessons from all these little things. When shaitan and nafs says, go ahead, it's on, as we say, it's on. Commit adultery, it's on. Go to the casino, it's on. Go to the disco, it's on. Rave club, it's on. Watch the filth on the TV, it's on. So then immediately read it from the other side, say no. Read it from the other side, say no, it's not on. I am the banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I can't listen to you, because nafs and shaitan, what else do they want? That the person must suffer embarrassment, disgrace. So that is why we listen to these verses of muraqabah of maut. Places in the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us of maut. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith so much on maut. Akhirat, that is the thing, fikr-e akhirat. Because there's this deficiency in fikr-e akhirat, we just don't seem to have that firm belief that there is an akhirat. We'll bury the people, we'll carry the janazas, we'll do everything. But we always think that that was for that person. We are not going to proceed in that same direction. So let us continue now. We have discussed quite a few things from this muraqabah. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. Chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. Chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Saans hai ek rehrave mulke adam. Dafatan ek roz ye jayega tham. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. We've already discussed that even if the person has the highest position in the land, the person has all the gold and silver mines of the world in his control. The person owns all the oil wells. And he has the best bank balance. And he has the best health. And he has the best properties and assets. He has everything. Then to ek din varna hai aakhir maut. Person has to go. So we don't say don't make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants to see the sign of his ni'mats on us. He does not want to see a person who has been blessed with plentiful, wearing torn and tattered clothes or rags, or walking about in such a manner that people feel like giving him charity. Allah Ta'ala wants to see the sign of his ni'mat. But what he wants is that the person must have fikr-e akhirat. Make use of the ni'mats and think of the ni'mats of Jannat. Whenever the person sees anything beautiful, then think that this is nothing in comparison with that which is in Jannat. So he must desire Jannat through these ni'mats. Allah Ta'ala has given us a little bit of taste in food, in drink, in clothes, in wives. All that is so that we think of the ni'mats of Jannat. Because in this world, the food, the taste of it is just till the teeth. That's all. How long does the taste of the food last? How long? Just up to the mouth. Once it is gone down, then does anybody have any taste of the food? That's all. Just for that little while. No matter what preparation went into that food, in the mouth, the person chewed it for a little while, the taste and enjoyment went down and it's over. And if it was very tasty and the person felt like going on and on, then he'll end up spewing or he'll end up with all other kind of physical ailments and problems. That is what food is. The person, if he says, no, this food is very tasty, I just can't stop eating, I must just go on and on and on, what's going to happen? So food and drink, that's all, just up to the teeth here, that's all. If you take clothes, it's for a day. New clothes, the person wore new clothes, just for a day. After that, the next morning, the person says, finished. There's nothing new left in this clothes. In fact, it's just for a few hours. All the ni'mats of this world is just temporary, just for temporary enjoyment. So he says, Ho rahi hai umra misle barfa kam. Like a block of ice, as you have heard many times, life is melting away, melting away. Drop by drop, drop by drop, it is melting away. We must picture our lives as a block of ice on a sunny day. And how the drop by drop, that ice, you can see it coming down and down and down until nothing is left. That's how life is going down. Chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Saans hai ek rehrave mulke adam. Every breath that we exhale, every breath that we take inside and out, it is taking the person towards the akhirah. If, for example, just for example, the person had 1 million breath for his entire life, the moment he has taken one, it has reduced by one. Another one, another one, another one, until it becomes zero. That's why they say that the person, when he is dying, he starts sometimes breathing very heavily. Quick, quick breaths he starts taking. So that was the risk of his breath, that he had so many breaths still to complete. Now his life is running out, so he completes it very quickly, finished. The 500, he finishes it in 5 minutes sometimes. The person's finished this. The last breath, then we say he took his last breath. Don't we say that? That the person took his last breath. So the first breath started when he came into this world, and now he took his last breath. In between all the breaths that he took, nobody even can keep count. But chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam, that block of ice was melting, 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 until he took his last breath. So he says, daf'atan ek roza ye jayega tam. This breathing will stop suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. And then all the doctors and physicians and specialists of the world can gather around that person. And they can use all the modern day technology and scientific research that has come about and try to revive that person who Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has now given death, and they cannot bring him back to life. Has anybody succeeded up till now? So we have to be all the time conscious of this fact. Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din. Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din. Qabr mein hoga thikana ek din. हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन منہ خدا کو ہے دکھانا ایک دن، منہ خدا کو ہے دکھانا ایک دن، اب نہ غفلت میں گنوانا ایک دن۔ ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے۔ اے یہاں سے تجھ کو جانا ایک دن، یو ہیو ٹو گو فروم یور ون ڈے۔ قبر میں ہوگا ٹھکانہ ایک دن، نو میٹر واٹ کائنڈ آف میٹریسز وی سلیپٹ آن، نو میٹر واٹ کائنڈ آف کمفرٹیبل بیڈز وی ہیڈ، قبر میں ہوگا ٹھکانہ ایک دن، دیٹ ول بی اوور ایبو۔ بٹ ونس اگین آئی ریپیٹ، دیٹ از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو بی اے ڈارک ہول دیٹ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بی پٹ ان ٹو اف وی ہیو چارج دوز ایمرجنسی بیٹریز۔ If we have done some amal salihah, then that qabr will become a garden from the gardens of paradise. But she says, qabr mein hoga tikana ek din, muh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din, muh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din, ab na ghaflat mein gawana ek din. Look at the person when he is arrested. In how many ways he tries to hide his face from the cameras. In newspapers, sometimes we see the pictures of a person. He's trying to hide from the cameras. He doesn't want to show his face. He's ashamed that people must not get to know who he is. On the day of Qiyamah, in front of billions of people, will any person have any kind of jersey or scarf or anything to cover his face? And the person is going to rise as he died. If he was committing adultery and he died, then he will be rising like that. If he was watching some filth on the television screen and he died, then he will be rising like that. If he was stealing and he died, he will be rising like that. If he was at the rave club and he died, he will be rising like that. And it will not be just one or two people that will be watching who is rising how. Billions of people. And we have to face Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on that day. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say, I blessed you with sight, with hearing, with speech, with health, with life, with wealth. What did you do? Were you not ashamed that I was watching? You would not do those things in front of your parents, and you would not like to be seen doing it in front of others. So was I the only one that you considered blind? If Allah Ta'ala has to ask, then what? So mu khuda ko hai dikhana ek din, ab na ghaflat mein gawana ek din. So now don't waste the life that remains. If we have realized that we have wasted so much of our life, then don't waste the remaining life. That's all it is. Eat, drink, enjoy the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, marry, bring up your children, run your businesses. Everything, there is a place. But don't disobey that Allah who has blessed us with life and blessed us with all our faculties and blessed us with iman and Islam. For we have to answer for our doings. We can't escape Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sight. So in this majlis of zikr, that is what we do, that we try to refresh our iman by the remembrance of death, by the abundant amount of zikrullah, that we try to light up that fire of love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. Because once that fire is lit in the heart, then a person will never say that it is difficult to do this, difficult to do that, difficult to give up this, difficult to give up that. Because now there's love. And that love will make him move the engine, his spiritual engine, the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it move now. And that person will fly so high that if you have to look up like that where he went, then your hats will fall down. You can't see him before he's gone. Bodily and physically he'll be still on the ground. But we don't know where his ruh will then be making tawaf. The enjoyment that that ruh will get, the soul will get, only that person will know. Allah Ta'ala gives it inside the heart. How many a times a person is sitting next to us, quiet, in deep thought. He does not even know who sat next to him, doesn't even know who walked past him, and yet he's staring with eyes wide open. So why does that happen? Because his mind is not there. It is somewhere else. So if we have this example, then why do we deny that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can give the power to the soul of a person to make the tawaf of the arsh of Allah tabaraka? Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil dard-e-dil ho ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغيثين, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا, ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. او ماي بلوود الله, ماي رحيم الله, ماي كريم الله, موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ لونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, موسٹ کائنڈ اینڈ جنرس اللہ, O my most tolerant Allah, my Sattar al-Uyub Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are watching us. We haven't extended our hands before some idol that does not see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Your treasures are unlimited. And you dearly love those who beg of you. The more we beg of you, the more you become happy and pleased. Ya Allah, because if you have to give everyone whatever he asks, there will be no shortage in your treasures. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive each and every one of us. We are acknowledging that we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, there is no one more sinful than us. Ya Allah, we are drowning in the ocean of sins. Day and night we are indulging in your disobedience with your very given ni'mats. Your great ni'mat of sight, Ya Allah, we use for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of speech for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience. The ni'mat of wealth for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, if there had been any other Allah besides you, he would have destroyed us by now. We know that he would have destroyed us, Ya Allah. But you are loving, you are caring, you are forgiving, you are merciful. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. But we are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. And we have great hope in you, great trust in you. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something most beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins of the sinners. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afa'fu anna ya kareem. Hey, mere Allah. Hey, mere pyare Allah. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Mere maula, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Where do sinful ones like us go, my Allah? Ya Allah, if your forgiveness is only for the muttaqi and the pious and the righteous, then what about us who are your sinful servants? Who is there for us then, my Allah? Your forgiveness is for ones like us. Allah, who day and night disobey you. Ya Allah, but we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We are turning towards you. You are watching us this very moment. You are looking into our hearts this very moment. You know the thoughts that are crossing our minds this very moment. Ay, mere Allah, aaj is majme par raham kar le, sabko maaf kar de. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay, mere Allah, teri rahmat ki jo barish ho rahi hai is waqt. Ya Allah, kisi ko bhi mehroom mat kar. Oh my beloved Allah. Your rains of mercy which are pouring on the tawbah that we are making. Ya Allah, don't deprive anyone. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or the darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, when we were committing sins in darkness of night, we thought no one was watching. Ya Allah, yet you have blessed us with sight and billions of people with sight. Mere Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ya Allah, we do not want to return to those sins anymore. We are making sincere tawbah from all those sins. Give us himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame and disgrace. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to bring about humility upon us. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us, my beloved Allah, down the gutters of disgrace. Ya Allah, but you want to give a life of dignity and honor and respect. My beloved Allah, protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. We are being bombarded by the attacks of nafs and shaitan. We are being bombarded from our right and from our left by all kinds of fitnas. Fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. My beloved Allah, which way do we go? In which direction do we turn? Fitnas in our bazaars, fitnas in our business houses, fitnas in our homes, fitnas in our schools and colleges and universities, fitnas even in our masajid with our cell phones, fitnas in the Haram Sharif, fitnas near the Rauza-e-Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fitnas in the hotels in Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Tayyiba. Mere Allah, hum kidhar jaye, mere Mawla. Fitnas even in Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah with illicit relationships continuing by cell phone messages, my beloved Allah. Hamara hal, mere Allah. Shaitan bhi hume dekh ke sharma jaye. Even shaitan will become ashamed looking at our condition, my Allah. We have gone even beyond shaitan. Ya Allah, humare hal par aaj raham kar le. Aaj raham kar le. Ya Allah, tere daryaye maghfirat ko khol de. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. The floodgates of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are not ours, nothing is ours. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. Our children will be coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. There will be happiness in the relationship between husbands and wives, between parents and children, between family members and the ummah. Ya Allah, but if you are not ours, there'll be nothing but destruction, nothing but quarrels and arguments and fights and problems, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hu main teri pana. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hu main teri pana. Nafs o shaita, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hu main teri pana. Come to our assistance, my beloved Allah. Come to our assistance, my beloved Allah. Come to our assistance, my beloved Allah. Come into our lives, my beloved Allah. Come into our hearts, my beloved Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and your love. Fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many who are in hospitals, in clinics. There are so many undergoing operations, so many will be undergoing operations. Ya Allah, so many have undergone operations. So many have met up with accidents. Oh, my beloved Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. In dua and in dawa, there is some effect, but shifa and cure lies in your hands. My beloved Allah, bless us with complete shifa. We know that sicknesses and diseases and ill health can be a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Even if it is a mercy, my beloved Allah, change it to the mercy of good health. Ya Allah, we know that you are close to the person who is sick and ailing. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are unemployed, give them employment of halal kind, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, those who are going through difficulties, hardships and problems, remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Children who will be coolness of the eyes of the parents. children who will carry your deen to the corners of the globe, children who will be obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who have children but they have gone on to drinks and drugs and wine and women and all kinds of evil, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, parents are tearing but sometimes it is too late. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the tawfiq to give proper bringing to their children and to get rid from their homes and lives of all those things that are bringing the corruption in the morals of the children. Ya Allah, we are the cause of the disasters, my beloved Allah. Pere Allah, we are the cause of the disasters around the globe. It is because of our actions, my beloved Allah, that your azab is raining upon the ummah around the globe. Ya Allah, humare hal par raham kar. Pere Allah, ab to maaf kar. Ab to maaf kar de. Ab to maaf kar de. Ab kamzor hai, zayif hai, natawar hai. Himmat haar chuke. Hamari zindagi ka haal badal de. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth, committing adultery, fornication, bottle of wine in our hands, or in any kind of rave club or haram establishment. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will extract the soul from every part of our body. Na koi raha hai, na koi rahega, ha mere Allah. Na kuch maal o daulat, na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat, na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Ya Allah, before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of tawbah above our hearts. Ya Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. My beloved Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, ہونے والے اجتماع کو بے حد کامیاب فرما, زیادہ سے زیادہ لوگوں کو تیرے راہ میں نکل کر محنت کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ, مزارس مساجد خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما, حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما, پروٹیکٹ دا حرمین شریفین, پروٹیکٹ مسجد اقصا, پروٹیکٹ اور مساجد اینڈ آل اور دینی انسٹیٹیوشن. Whosoever is doing the work of deen in whichever field he is doing, Ya Allah, bless all workers of deen, male and female, with ikhlas. With ikhlas, my beloved Allah. Let it be solely for your pleasure. Ya Allah, let not nafs and shaitan have any kind of share in whatever work of deen that we do. Ay mere Allah, hum se razi ho ja. Hum se razi ho ja. Hum se razi ho ja. Ab jaise bhi hai, mere Mawla, ab jaise bhi hai. قبول کر لے, قبول کر لے. یا اللہ, یو آر ویل اویئر آف دا گڈ وشز, دا گڈ ڈیزائرز, دا ایسپیریشن دیٹ آر ان دا ہارٹس آف ایچ اینڈ ایوری انڈیویجول ہو ہیز ریزڈ ہز اور ہر ہینڈ بیفور یو دس پارٹ آف دا نائٹ. یا اللہ, ود یور فضل, ود یور احسان, ود یور کائنڈنس, فلفل دیئر گڈ وشز, گڈ ڈیزائرز اینڈ گڈ ایسپیریشن. And Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering, the problems, the sicknesses, the diseases that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is suffering. Ya Allah, remove with your fazl and with your ihsan their suffering, their pain and their problems. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين